Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
The Russell Group has estimated that this will cause $800 million worth of disruption to trade at the port. Of course, this port handles a third of the UK's container trade. We're actually joined now by Paul Davey, Head of Corporate Affairs for the Port of Felixstowe. Thank you so much for joining me, Paul. There are different figures floating around. What is the pay settlement that you've offered and the unions have rejected?
Well, the pay offer that we've made is 7.5% plus £500 plus some other changes which improve the pay further for the lower paid workers. And that means this year it's an increase of between 8.1% and 9.6% depending on the job.
Well, given that we're already facing double-digit inflation in the UK, that's only set to climb when energy bills rise in the autumn. Is that fair?
I think it's very fair. I mean, this pay deal goes back to the 1st of January this year, when, of course, inflation was much lower. There will be another pay deal on the 1st of January next year. And also, the offer that we've made is significantly better than the 5% that most people are getting. And it's a lot better than teachers, nurses, or people in the public sector can get, and you know, they'll be lucky to get 2%. And I think it's just a fact. Yeah, we have a slowing economy now. There is less money in the economy, so it's difficult for all businesses to give inflation-busting pay rises.
We'll be coming on to speak to the union in a moment to hear their side of the story. But in terms of how disruptive this will be, what are you hearing from importers about whether the strike will cause shortages or production curbs?
Nobody welcomes the strike. You know, we wish the strike wasn't happening, but most of the traffic that we handle is fairly long distance traffic. Mostly it's from Asia. They've still got an 8 to 12 week delivery lead time. So many of the suppliers we're talking to, the logistics companies, the shipping lines, have put in place mitigation measures. Some have taken containers out of the port early. Some have delayed containers. And the goods that are more just in time, the faster moving goods, particularly those coming from Europe, they've got many more alternatives, and some of those will be routed via other ports. So it's not that there will be no impact, but I think the impact on consumers will be very limited.
I mean, you talk about the possibility of rerouting. Maersk's already rerouted three vessels. Of course, that's going to add time and cost, isn't it? Is there a risk that Felixstowe loses business permanently? That would lead to unemployment, wouldn't it?
It's not good for jobs, this, in any which way you look at it, which is why we're really, to be honest, a little bit annoyed that Unite have not put the offer that we've made to our employees. The employees themselves have not voted on this latest offer. Unite have refused it on their behalf. There is another section, strangely also of Unite, that represents about 500 staff jobs here at the port. They had the same offer and they voted 2-1 to accept it. So, you know, we don't know why Unite aren't pushing it to all of their members.
As I say, we'll be hearing from the union shortly, but how long do you estimate that it will take to clear the cargo backlog caused by this strike?
It depends, I think. You know, as I say, some people have actually taken their goods early, so there isn't a backlog for them. Supply chains have been disrupted for the last 2.5 years, really, since COVID. There have been lockdowns in China. There's congestion at the moment in European ports. There have been shortages of HGV drivers. And logistic managers have just got better, more used to dealing with disruption. So I think they will deal with this disruption in the same way that they've dealt with all the other disruption that unfortunately they've had to face in the last 2.5 years.
And you've been through COVID, you've been through Brexit. What have you learned from those experiences and what measures have you put in place because of them to mitigate the disruption?
I think what everybody's learned and what everyone's moved away from is really the old just-in-time concept, where you had very finely tuned supply chains, and more people now are moving to what they call just-in-case. So they've got more stock held throughout the system just in case there is disruption. So I think supply chains now are much more resilient than they were 2 or 3 years ago.
And so does that mean that Christmas is going to be cancelled?
Christmas is definitely not cancelled.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.